حضرت خواجہ صاحب رحمت اللہ علیہ سے کامیابی تو کام سے ہوگی، کامیابی تو کام سے ہوگی، نہ کہ حسن کلام سے ہوگی. All those who in the اعتکاف tents now come over to the masjid, inside the masjid. اس کامیابی تو کام سے ہوگی نہ کہ حسن کلام سے ہوگی. ذکر کے اہتمام سے ہوگی، فکر کے التزام سے ہوگی. How beautifully he summed it up. He was a great waliullah. And yet he was a deputy collector at one time for the British government. Allah Ta'ala gave him hidayat, and then look what stages he reached in the sohbat and company of Mujaddid Millat Rahmatullah Ali. So he says, kamyabi to kaam se hogi, na ke husne kalam se hogi. Zikr ke ehtimam se hogi, fikr ke iltizam se hogi. If you want success, success will not come with husne kalam. Just beautiful speeches will not bring success. If a person wants change, a person wants success, he's not going to just come with beautiful speeches, husne kalam, which is our biggest weakness today, that our speeches are sweeter than honey. When it comes to our actions, so that's why he says, kamyabi to kaam se hogi, na ke husne kalam se hogi. Get into action. You have to do something. Make ihtimam of zikrullah. Create that conscious awareness that my Allah is watching. That is what zikrullah is, that if a person must be fulfilling all the ahkam, orders of Allah Ta'ala, whatever is focused at him, at whichever time, to fulfill that hukam of Allah Ta'ala, that is zikrullah. Haqiqat of zikrullah is that whichever hukam of Allah Ta'ala is focused at that particular moment, that this minute, this hour, this time, you must do this and that. Now if the person doesn't do that, then he can be reading tasbih all the time, it's not zikrullah. Zikrullah is jis mauqe par Allah Ta'ala ka jis hukam, uski taraf mutawajjih hota ho, us hukam ko pura karna, zikrullah. At the time of namaz, must make namaz. When it's fasting time, must keep fast. When it's zakat time, must give zakat. When it's time to make khidmat of the parents, must make the khidmat. When it's time to go and earn livelihood, then earn livelihood halal. Whatever is the hukam of Allah Ta'ala at whichever time, to fulfill that hukam, that is zikrullah. If a person is not fulfilling that hukam, but is reading tasbih all day, then he's not in reality doing zikrullah. Fikr ke ehtimam se hogi. Create fikr in ourselves. At present we got no fikr at all about akhirat, about the qabar, full sirat, jannat, jahannam. No fikr of getting the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. No fikr and no concern of distancing ourselves from those things that are displeasing to Allah Ta'ala. So fikr ke ehtimam se hogi, iltizam se hogi. We must create that fikr in ourselves. How we create fikr for everything else. The kind of concern we for everything else. People say, namaz mein dil nahi lagta. Say, agar tumhare ghar mein shaadi ho, to kitna dil lagta hai usme. Kisi ki shaadi hone wali ho, اور نئی دلہن آنے والی ہو تو کتنا دل لگتا ہے اس میں، دن رات اہتمام کرتے ہیں، تو اس میں پھر کیوں دل لگا؟ تجارت میں کیوں دل لگتا ہے؟ The person says, I'm not enjoying عبادت, I'm not enjoying نماز, not enjoying ذکر. So why is enjoying preparation for marriage, preparation for ولیمہ, preparation for birthday party, preparation for engagements and all the active interest in his business. Why is it his heart is enjoying all that? So, dil to lagane se lagta hai. Dil waise kaise lagega? Dil lagane se lagta hai. Irshad Mauritius wala, dil lagane se lagta hai. Waise hi thoda lag jayega. You have to give your heart to something. So if you make a little bit of ihtimam of zikr, of tilawat, person says, I'm not enjoying tilawat of the Quran Sharif. He says, how much do you read? You read one ruku a day. So if you can read one ruku a day, then how will you enjoy Quran Sharif recitation? First you increase your recitation, keep on reading. When you're going to increase your recitation, you'll enjoy the recitation. That is the bottom line. That when you're going to increase it, then the enjoyment will start coming in. And we say that first enjoyment must come, then I will increase. What we say is, pehle hamara ji lage aur maza aaye, tab hum padhenge. Aur hona kya chahiye ki pehle hum padhenge, tabhi to maza aayega. Maza bagair padhe kaise aayega? So whether it is namaz, whether it is zikr, tilawat, whatever it is, when the person is going to give his heart to it, then he will begin to enjoy it. Then the enjoyment that he will get in salat and in zikr and tilawat, he would wish that there was nothing else to do except tilawat, zikr, ibadat. He would have wished that there was no other responsibilities, no obligations, nothing else. But all the time he must enjoy himself making tilawat of the Quran Sharif. Enjoy himself making zikrullah. Enjoy himself making tawaf of the Kaaba Sharif. Enjoy himself making durud and salam. This is what then he will wish. But we are living in a world of means, where there are lots of other responsibilities, obligations, so we have to do it. Mawlana Fazlur Rahman Ganj Muradabadi Rahmatullah Ali, he says, in Jannat, when the Hoor will come, in Jannat now, where there is nothing else to do but enjoy the ni'mats of Allah Ta'ala, what else is there to do in Jannat? You made enough ibadat in the world, now enjoy yourself. So he says, there when that Hoor will come, then I will say, be, addressing the Hoor, I will say, be, how we say, be. So like that, he says, I'll tell that Hoor, be, if you want to listen to the Quran Sharif, then sit down. I'll read and you listen. And if not, then you go your way, I go my way. Now imagine. Now what kind of enjoyment he must be getting in the recitation of the Quran Sharif, that he says, in Jannat, when that Hoor will come, I'll tell that Hoor, you go your way otherwise. But if you want to listen to Quran Sharif, then come, sit down. That is their enjoyment. So why did they get that? Zikr ke ihtimam se hogi, fikr ke iltizam se hogi. First they read a lot of Quran Sharif, they gave their heart to the Quran Sharif. They read a lot of salat, made a lot of zikr, made ibadat. They pleased Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So Allah ta'ala now gave them gardens in their hearts. Now Allah ta'ala came into their hearts. Now Allah ta'ala doesn't come like a in physical form or anything of that nature. It means the yaad of Allah Ta'ala now is all the time in the person's heart. He is with Allah. The heart cannot, the whole world cannot contain Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's tajalli. But the heart can, the heart of a believer. The tajalli of Allah Ta'ala on the mountain, it was down to smithereens. Couldn't take the tajalli of Allah Ta'ala, just a little of it. And the hearts of the Ahlullah, Allah Wallahs, take so much of tajalli of Allah Ta'ala. So we want first enjoyment, then we will make ibadat, then we will make zikr, then we will make tilawat. And the way to achieve it is that first do it, then you will get the enjoyment. Allah Ta'ala will then increase that enjoyment. And then even if we don't get enjoyment, lots of people, they say, I do everything. Whatever Allah Ta'ala wills, I try my best to do it. I make my salat, I make my tilawat, I make my zikr. I stay away from haram. But I don't seem to be with Allah. I don't find myself with Allah. So I tell them that this staying away from haram and this reading the Quran Sharif, making tilawat, making zikr, making ibadat, if that is not with Allah, then with whom you are there? If shaitan was with you, would you have been able to do all that? If that person was with shaitan, then would he have been able to do all that? Stay away from haram. Does shaitan keep a person away from haram or takes a person to haram? So if you are staying away from haram and you are doing whatever Allah Ta'ala has ordered and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has ordered, then you are with Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasalam. And make shukr that you are with Him. You don't have to wait for some kind of a hal and get out of this world and be in cloud 9 or 7th heaven. You must remain on earth. Ahmaduhu wa nasalli ala rasulil kareem amma ba'd. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل إن الموت الذي تفرون منه فإنه ملاقيكم ثم تردون إلى عالم الغيب والشهادة فينبئكم بما كنتم تعملون صدق الله العظيم. A little while ago in the Tarawih, you heard this verse about mouth. Nobody can escape and nobody can run away from mouth. It is going to catch up. It is behind us all the time. We think that our life is increasing, but it is decreasing all the time. Every day that goes by, we are coming closer and closer to our mouth. In Hazrat Shaykh Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi's Majlis in the month of Ramadan, after the Taraweeh prayers, practically every night Muraqabah mouth used to be recited. Now when there are so many other things to discuss, as we always say, there are so many other things to discuss. Indeed, there are many, many other things to discuss. Throughout the world, so many things are happening. In Palestine, in Bosnia, in Kashmir, in Iraq, in Afghanistan, in our own country, in Sudan, in so many parts of the world. And recently, everybody was talking about the elections in America. In the month of Ramadan, hours and hours used to go by talking about what? The American election. Whether Bush will come or Kerry will come. Now, of what benefit was that? And then after Bush won the elections, now again, what's your view? So you start again, all over again. First it was, what would be your opinion and view if Kerry comes? We would have said if they gave us some fish curry or some other curry in the month of Ramadan, some mutton curry and rice, then at least that's interesting discussion. Because we are fasting the whole day, so by the end of the day you need some mutton curry, fish curry, some kind of curry. What will that discussion help us? So I'm not saying it's haram, it's forbidden, or it's najais. A Muslim must know what is happening around the world. But in the month of Ramadan, hours and hours that went by discussing if Kerry comes, then what? And if Bush comes, then what? So to us, whether it's Bush or whether it is Kerry, it means nothing. It's the same thing. The Jewish lobby is very, very strong. And nothing will change until we don't change. Things will get more and more difficult. Conditions will become more and more worse. It's not going to improve. That is the usul, that is the principle. Read the Quran Sharif, read the hadiths of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Read the history of the Sahaba ikram radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'een. A handful of people, but after some time, they became dominant. All over the world, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gave them government. Peace was established on the land. Up till now, we can see the effects of that peace. That if a person has to go to Makkah Sharif, Madina Sharif, even now, which country in the world do you find that the person can sit on the street and he's got his dollars, pounds and riyals and everything all pinned on the wall there, and there's no burglar guard, there's no gun, there's no security, nothing. And the person is cashing thousands of dollars, thousands of pounds, thousands of rands. He's just cashing and exchanging all the time. And there's nobody to hold him up. In which country do we get that? Although things have changed there considerably now because of the effects of that same television. That same television, it has brought problems for Saudi Arabia, where there was at one time so much of peace and security. Now they are having lots of robberies, hold-ups, and all kinds of fraudulent activities are on the increase. Where they're learning from? From that same TV. Special gangs are operating. But in spite of that, there's still so much of peace, so much of aman that you don't find anywhere in the world. When did that come? It came when the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala majmaeen ruled over those lands. So 1400 years have gone and still a person can experience that peace. No matter what has happened. That is our problem, that we are not changing. In those hotels, I have mentioned many, many times, that those hotels in which we indulge in all kinds of sins, in Makkah Sharif and Madina Sharif, those hotels were at one time the homes of the companions of the Prophet ﷺ. They lived there, their old homes were there. It's a pity that the government didn't leave behind even one little home there for us to look at and say this was the house of Hazrat Abu Ayyub Ansari radiallahu ta'ala and the first host of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Nothing is left. We only see the modern day hotels. So our mind doesn't even go to the fact that at one time the Sahabas lived in those very places. So what did they do when they were in those homes? They watched television, they listened to music, and they had big, big photographs on the walls of the king of the time. They had newspapers coming in there with all the filthy pictures. What was happening in those homes? There was tilawat, there was ibadat, there was zikr, there was tahajjud, there was ishraq, there was jihad, there was crying before Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Was akhlaq, everything we found in those homes. Those same homes, what have we converted them to today? Nothing wrong. Hotels are built, we are not having any problem with that. The population is increasing, the hujjaj are increasing. So there is a need for it that you must increase the accommodation. So even if they have to go up 100 stories, we got no problem with that. But what is coming in there? Even the Hajj packages now, they have to mention the room with TV. Because the Hujjaj are demanding. They say, we want a TV. They are demanding it. We want it. So that's why they have to advertise and say that we have it for you. Now we will say, what is wrong with TV? Now that's the kind of questions then we will start asking. Well, there's nothing wrong with TV as a box. If you put TV and sit on it, no problem. Quite comfortable. It's good as a box. But look at the contents of those TVs. In Makkah Sharif and Madina Sharif, what is the content? Take one newspaper and go through that whole page in which they tell you all the programs that will be shown on that television. You walk in the passages, loud music you can hear. In the foyer, the same. You open the newspaper in Arafat and in Mina now. Those newspapers, the person is reading there. He's got the pictures all open there. And they're sitting relaxing in Mina, in Arafat, reading those newspapers. Now they've got 4 or 5 pages dedicated to Hollywood films and Bollywood films in some of those papers. Inna lillah wa inna ilayhi raji'un. But in spite of all that, still there's aman there. There is peace there. And compared to other parts of the world, the crime is the least there. What is that the effect of? It's the effect of that same tilawat, ibadat, zikr, jihad of the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That after 1400 years we are still witnessing it. So until we don't change, nothing will change. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has declared that very, very openly and clearly. In fact, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala then gives a very strong warning. إِن تَتَوَلَّوْ يَسْتَبْدِلْ قَوْمًا غَيْرَكُمْ ثُمَّ لَا يَكُونُ أَمْثَالَكُمْ. If you are going to turn away, it's not going to cause any harm to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. He will change you for another nation. Another nation will take our place. People will enter into the fold of Islam. New reverts or converts. Large numbers will start accepting Islam. And they will be practical Muslims. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, that is not difficult for him. He can do it overnight. You can see around the world what is happening at present. Those who are old Muslims, they are leaving Islam. Many, many of them are leaving Islam. Go to Bangladesh and go to other parts of the world. What is happening there? When I was in Bangladesh a few years ago and we went to the remote areas, so there were Christians were working on 3 fronts. On the children, on the women folk, and on the men. The children, they make creche for them and nursery schools and all kinds of things. Facilities are given. So now those poor people, what will they do? They'll say, yes, take our children, put them in that nursery, put them in that creche. So they are taken care of, now already they are being brainwashed and they grow up as Christians. The women folk, they are given jobs in the factories, yeah, they're everywhere. And the clinics and everything, you'll find Aisha clinic, Khadija clinic, and Khadija home for the aged, like that kind of names they give also. So that the person truly believes that this must be a Muslim institution. But in the meantime, it's fully sponsored and built and run by those Christian NGOs. So the women folk are taken there. The young girls who are bright, intelligent, they are given scholarships, bursaries, and told now you can go to England, America, wherever it is, and go and seek secular knowledge. They are brainwashed and they are told that the Quran Sharif cannot meet the challenges of modern times. So therefore, it needs reformation. The Quran Sharif needs reformation and change. Now many of you must be aware of what was the demands that Taslima made. And finally she had to pack up and run from there. But this is what she was also saying, that there must be a change and a reformation of the entire Quran Sharif. All the laws are outdated. But you will notice one thing, that they will not say that we are unhappy with Islam. They are educated to say that the Quran Sharif needs a bit of change, reformation. But you mustn't say that I'm leaving Islam. You must remain a Muslim. But a Muslim who is asking for reformation and change in the Quran Sharif and in all other aspects of deen, but you must remain a Muslim. خُد تو بدلتے نہیں قرآن کو بدل دیتے ہیں. They don't want to change themselves, change the Quran Sharif. So now this is what, how they work around. So on the one hand, that is happening. Those that are Muslims are leaving Islam and going out. And on the other side, thousands of people are coming into the fold of Islam around the world. Go to France, go to China, go to America, go to Europe. Thousands of people are coming into Islam. And those who are studying Islam and coming into Islam, they are so solid in their Islam that nothing shakes them. They are practical Muslims. They are women folk also. They are unconcerned. They are not worried about what people will say. You'll find them in hijab. And they go even one step further than even our women. They'll be wearing gloves also, and socks also. They go to that extent. And who are they? They are those same women that were on the streets at one time, and they were living in a fast life. They were living in the fast lane. They were following those same Hollywood actresses and actors. But Allah Ta'ala gave them hidayat, they accepted Islam. And now they are talking about the virtues and the beauties of Islam. So وَإِن تَتَوَلَّوْ يَسْتَبْدِلْ قَوْمًا غَيْرَكُمْ ثُمَّ لَا يَكُونُوا أَمْثَالَكُمْ. It's not difficult for Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. He will give Islam to others and they will not be like us all the time complaining. It's very difficult to make salat 5 times a day. Very difficult to give up movies and TVs and rave clubs and discos and drugs and adultery and fornication, all very difficult. Because we don't have that steam of that muhabbat of Allah Ta'ala, which I have been repeatedly saying. So there are lots of things that we can talk about. We can discuss politics from now till tomorrow morning. But what we have to understand is that nothing will change. Whether Bush comes, Kerry comes, nothing will change. And after Bush has won the election, how much of changes do we expect? And if Kerry took his place, what changes we would have expected? Would they have suddenly given salvation to the Muslims from bondage? Or they would have once again given Masjid al-Aqsa and Jerusalem back to the Muslims? What would they have done? In Iraq, what changes would we have expected? In Kashmir and other parts of the world, presidents of America are changing from time immemorial. But what is happening? So let us understand that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala wants us to change. Individually, if we will change, Allah Ta'ala will change our condition. Allah Ta'ala will give us peace, contentment, satisfaction. Although outside conditions may be adverse, but within our hearts, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will give us at least peace. The individual, if he changes, he will enjoy the fruits of that change. Ask all those young boys and girls who have brought about some change in their lives. They have given up their fornication and rave clubs and discos and drugs and wine. Ask them. Are they not finding any kind of serenity, peace, tranquility in their hearts? So many letters, so many people ask them. So the individual, if he is going to change, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will give him gardens in his heart. Gardens in his heart. जिससे हैं आप खुश इस जहां में वो शब रोज है गुलसिता में जिससे हैं आप खुश इस जहां में वो शब रोज है गुलसिता में. The person with whom Allah Ta'ala is pleased and happy, then day and night he is in gardens. It's a month of Ramadan, it's the 23rd night, we are in the masjid, and all of us are with wuzu, and we just heard the tilawat of the Quran Sharif. So we can take a billion qasams and say that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will definitely, most certainly give that person sukoon in his heart. You will find tranquility, you will find peace, you will find happiness, you will find contentment. Allah Ta'ala will make him such that whosoever will be in his company will also find sukoon. Because he's got gardens. If he has got gardens, if somebody has got a beautiful garden with plenty of fragrant smelling flowers, beautiful roses, the whole garden is full of fragrance, and if some friend of his comes there and you make him sit in that garden, will he not also get that fragrance? He doesn't own that garden. He doesn't own that garden. But he goes and sits in the garden of a friend in which there are plenty of flowers full of fragrance. Then he too will get that fragrance. So let us get those gardens in our hearts. Then our families will get that fragrance. In our homes, they will get that fragrance. In other words, there will be peace in our homes. World War III and IV will then end. And some have gone beyond that also. World War X is already taking place. 10 times they have fought. And some have fought 100 times. Look at the murders, the killings, the stabbings, and the swearing, and the booting, and the kicking, and all those things. Because we don't have gardens in our hearts, so nobody is enjoying any kind of fragrance. So this majlis is not for world politics. We can speak on all those things. Otherwise people say, what must read Muraqabah Maut every time, Muraqabah Maut? Anything else? We don't have anything else. As somebody was reading, he said, Muraqabah Maut. It's not Muraqabah Maut, it's Muraqabah Maut. In fact, you make Muraqabah Maut also, the person can at least change his life. That what is his haqiqat? Maut is urine. That's his haqiqat. Eat the best food. And what is the end product? So make muraqabah of that also, it can change a person's life. That is our haqiqat. What are we proud about? Can be the king, he also goes to the toilet. And yet, he's got everything in the world. Can any king order his servants that I have got a lot of wealth, and I've got gold mines, and I've got oil wells, so I don't wish to go to the toilet, so I will hire a few people that they will frequent the toilet whenever I have to relieve myself. Look at Allah Ta'ala, what He did so that we don't get pride. Sometimes these examples may sound crude, but there are a lot of lessons in it. Take the kings of the world, the presidents of the countries who earn millions, or those who have got billions, all those multi-millionaires and billionaires, and all those tycoons owning oil wells and big, big properties. But they have to go and visit the toilet. They just cannot hire anybody to do that job for them. Otherwise they would have been relaxing and sending all of us to go and do their dirty job. And paying the best prices. There would have been a big market for that too. So Allah Ta'ala, to keep our aqal salamat, to keep our balance right, to protect us from pride and arrogance, makes us all do those things which a person would not normally would like to do. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has kept ibrat and lesson in everything for us, everything. The person, if he wants to take a lesson, he can take it even in these type of things. And how true it is what I am saying. Which king can do that? So let us change ourselves. We are worrying about changing the whole world, which is beyond our control. We can't seem to. What is more difficult, to change ourselves or to change the whole world? It's difficult to change the whole world. And what is easy, to bring reformation and change in ourselves or reformation and change in the whole world? To bring reformation in ourselves is easier than bringing in the whole world. So even the effort that we make around the world to bring people into Islam, into Deen, towards Allah Ta'ala, the whole purpose behind that is so that Deen remains within us solid. We are going to invite others towards good, then inshallah we will stay on good. So there too, whether that person accepts or doesn't accept, but if we are going to invite towards good and prohibit others from evil, then inshallah we will get the tawfiq of doing the good and staying away from that evil. If we are going to go on telling, then people will point fingers at us if we are not going to make amal. The person who will go on saying, you must be truthful, you must be honest, you must not cheat, you must not commit any fraud, but he is stealing, he is not honest, he is committing fraud. But every time he stands up and says that, so all the people will now point a finger at him. Why don't you put yourself right? You're all the time telling us you must be honest and truthful and mustn't cheat, but day and night you are doing the same thing. So now if everybody is going to keep telling him that, then he will change too. That's the advantage. But Allah Ta'ala says, O anfusakum wa ahlikum nara. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, O you believers, save yourselves and your families from the fire of Jahannam. Save yourselves first. So that is the purpose of this majlis, to create that love for Allah, to develop that love for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And when we will get that steam of love, then that engine will pull so many other compartments. That engine which has got steam in it, then is going to draw a large number of compartments with it. It will pull. But if we don't have any steam in ourselves, then how are we going to pull others? So this muraqabah or maut is for that reason, that it puts a brake on our sins. That is the purpose. That when you have conscious awareness that death can come any time, any place, anywhere, there's no warning signs, and there'll be no bells ringing, and there'll be no telephone messages, and there will be no pre-warning, no signals. So even the person is aware of that, then straight away he's going to put a brake on his sins. He wants to commit adultery, now he's going to think, what if my death comes there? He wants to go to the disco, what if? And in South Africa we don't have to go far, just a few miles away from here, in a disco many people died. And around the world it is happening, in cinemas, in theatres, in discos, in prostitute quarters. Didn't we read in the newspaper some months ago, or a year or two ago, that a Muslim brother of ours came down from one of the countries, and then he was murdered by prostitutes in one of the hotels? So does that happen only to somebody? So now this person, when he is going to have that khawf, that death can come anywhere, it can strike any place, so he will not go to such places. If he is tempted also, then he will think that what if? And this I mentioned many times in my bayans, and whenever we read this muraqabah maut, when we read, then many times I've mentioned this, that just ask yourself this one question whenever tempted to commit sins: what if? And many brothers have told me, Maulana, that what if has made us give up those sins. One brother actually went, he says that I was about to indulge in that shameless sin, and suddenly that thought struck and your words came in front of me, what if? He says, I dashed out from there. I performed 2 rakat salat, and I made plenty of tawbah. So ask ourselves, what if death comes in that place? That is why we read this. It will put a break. Then it will make us do the right things. Not that that is the only thing. It is one of the ingredients that's required. We all talk about healthy diet. So in a healthy diet we require different things. So this is one of the things that we require in a healthy diet. So once again, just a few of the ashar from Muraqaba-e-Maut. یہاں ہر خوشی ہے مبدل بصد غم یہاں ہر خوشی ہے مبدل بصد غم جہاں شادیاں آتی وہیں اب ہے ماتم یہاں ہر خوشی ہے مبدل بصد غم جہاں شادیاں تھی وہیں اب ہے ماتم یہ سب ہر طرف انقلابات عالم یہ سب ہر طرف انقلابات عالم تیری ذات ہی میں تغیر ہے ہر دم یہاں ہر خوشی ہے مبدل وسط غم one moment of happiness and then so much of sorrow after that on a wedding day so much of happiness جہاں شادیاں تھی وہیں اب ہے ماتم tents were being put up caterers were catering for all the guests that were arriving 7-course, 10-course menus There's so much of videoing and photography and music and entertainment. And then after a few days, we say janaza is leaving from that home. The janaza of that person is leaving from that home. Now everyone is crying. Now everyone is mourning. Now everyone is in grief. Jahan shaadi aati wahi ab ye matam. All around there's nothing but changes, changes and changes. In your own lives, he says, check, there's so much of changes. One time we were crawling, then we were walking, then we were running. Childhood, youth, middle age, old age, different things are happening in a person's life. So if that is the condition, then what should we be doing? We must take lessons. And what lesson must we take? Jaga ji lagane ki duniya nahi hai ye ibrat ki ja hai tamasha nahi hai jaga ji lagane ki duniya nahi hai ye ibrat ki ja hai تماشا نہیں ہے Take lessons. Don't give your heart to the world. Make use of the things of this world. But don't give your heart to the world.
تجھے پہلے بچپن نے برسوں کھلایا تجھے پہلے بچپن نے برسوں کھلایا جوانی نے پھر تجھ کو مجنوں بنایا تجھے پہلے بچپن نے برسوں کھلایا جوانی نے پھر تجھ کو مجنوں بنایا بڑھاپے نے پھر آ کہ کیا کیا ستایا بڑھاپے نے پھر آ کہ کیا کیا ستایا اجل تیرا کر دے گی بالکل صفایا جگہ جی لگانے کی دنیا نہیں ہے، یہ عبرت کی جا ہے تماشا نہیں ہے.
When youth comes and the person goes majnoon, mad. Childhood days is playing games, one's toys, one's cars, wants to build sand castles. And how we fight over those sand castles. My castle has got so many rooms, and bigger lounge than your lounge, and bigger garage than your garage, bigger garden than your garden, over sand castle fight. Then one another small lighty, they say, comes, and he runs over the sand castle. One man told me, he said, Maulana, I will make you meet my lighty. You must meet my lighty. So I thought he was going to bring one small 8-9-year-old child to meet me. One day in the masjid, he introduced me to his lighty. He must have been 50, 60 years of age. And the best part is, in front of his son, he told me, Maulana, this is my lighty. So to a father, even if that son has grown up and is 50, 60, he is still a lighty. So now that small child comes and he runs over that castle. Now there's a fight. You broke my castle. At that time, so much of fight over that. What happened there? He broke his castle. He destroyed it, damaged it. Now when we grow up, we laugh at those children that do that. Just like that, when we are fighting over worldly things today, then the angels are laughing at us. But look at these people. It's just like those children fighting over those sand castles. So then when youth comes, after that it's madness. So jagah ji lagane ki duniya nahi hai, ya ibrat ki ja hai, tamasha nahi. So it's the 23rd night, and we have come here for ibadat, for zikr, for tilawat. So bear patiently a little more while. Let us make a little bit of zikr, and then we'll make dua. But to build up that steam, let us make a little bit of zikr.
Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Jalla Jalaluhu.
Brothers, just come a little more closer, so those who are outside, if they wish to come in, they can come in. It will be cooler inside, the aircon is on. Allah Ta'ala will reward you for a little while. Come a little forward, make place for those brothers who are right outside in the sand section. MashaAllah, Jazakallah. Come in, you'll find space somewhere. Draw those curtains out there in the corner, some can sit down on those mattresses too.
Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. Allah 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 اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ 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 کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے دل میرا ہو جائے ایک میدان ہو تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو دل میرا ہو جائے ایک میدان ہو تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو اور میرے تن میں بجائے آب و گل درد دل ہو درد دل ہو درد دل غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھوں جیدر تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھوں جیدر اللہ 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 اللہ
اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. يا أرحم الراحمين، يا أكرم الأكرمين، يا غياث المستغيثين، يا حي يا قيوم، يا حي يا قيوم، يا حي يا قيوم، برحمتك نستغيث، برحمتك نستغيث، برحمتك نستغيث، يا ذا الجلال والإكرام، يا ذا الجلال والإكرام، يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. ظلمنا أنفسنا، ظلمنا أنفسنا، وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. O my beloved Allah, O my Rahim Allah, O my Kareem Allah, O my most forgiving Allah, O my most forgiving Allah, O my most compassionate Allah, most loving Allah, most tolerant Allah, most merciful Allah, most beautiful Allah. Forgive each and every one of us. Ya Allah, you dearly love forgiveness of the sins of the sinners. Oh my beloved Allah, in this Mubarak night of the 23rd of Ramadan, Ya Allah, such a large crowd. Oh my Allah, pleading and begging. Ya Allah, what else has gathered us here except that we are hopeful of your mercy and your forgiveness? Ya Allah, what else has brought the little children, the old, the sick, the feeble, the weak, this part of the night, O my Allah? Ya Allah, you are seeing us, you are listening to us. We are not extending our hands before some idol that cannot see us, cannot hear us, cannot help us in any way. Oh my beloved Allah, this very moment, the thoughts that are crossing our minds, you are aware of those thoughts. Ya Allah, you are seeing into our hearts the shame, the regret, the remorse that we are expressing over the life that we have wasted in sins, in vices, in evils. Oh my beloved Allah, you are well aware of everything that we have done in our lives. From the time we became of age up till now, Ya Allah, nothing has escaped your sight or your knowledge. It is just your kindness, your compassion, your mercy, your forgiveness that you do not seize us there and then. You could have seized us there and then. You could have destroyed us the moment we were indulging in sins. But oh Allah, how loving you are. How kind you are. How generous you are. How merciful you are. How forgiving you are. Vere Allah, Vere Pyare Allah, Vere Rahim Allah, Vere Kareem Allah. Ab Tere Samne Hamare Gande Haat Phailaye Hue. Ya Allah, we are extending our dirty begging bowls before you. You have attached these bowls to our bodies so that we may extend them before you any part of the day or night. Ya Allah, we are extending it before you on this 23rd night of Ramadan. Ya Allah, we are ashamed of the sins that we have committed. Hum gunegar, hum siyakar, hum badkar, hum mujrim hai, hum khatakar hai. Ya Allah, we are everything. We are the most sinful ones on the surface of the earth. But Ya Allah, we are extending our begging bowls before you. Ya Allah, no matter how much of sins we may have committed, your ocean of forgiveness is so vast, so vast, so vast, that just one drop from your ocean is sufficient to wash away our sins. Ya Allah, purify our hearts. Ya Allah, purify our hearts. Give us the tawfiq to make qaza of the namazes that we have missed. Give us the tawfiq to pray 5 times a day with jamaat in the masjid. Ya Allah, give us the tawfiq to fast in Ramadan, to give zakat, to go for hajj if due. Ya Allah, give us the tawfiq to fulfill the rights of all, to return to whomsoever whatever is due, to seek forgiveness from those that we have caused hurt or injury or pain. Oh my beloved Allah, we are ashamed of the sins that we have committed. But we are returning to you, O my Allah. We want to become yours. We want to become yours. Ya Allah, nafs and shaitan do not want us to become yours. Nafs o shaitan, dono ne milkar, hai kiya hai mujhko taba. Nafs o shaitan, dono ne milkar, hai kiya hai mujhko taba. Ey mere maula, meri madad kar, chahta hoon main teri pada. Ya Allah, nafs and shaitan have ganged us, ganged up against us. They want to see destruction. Ya Allah, they want to see a humiliation, disgrace and suffering. Ya Allah, they want to drag us into Jahannam. Oh my beloved Allah, who is there to save us from the attacks of nafs and shaitan besides you? Ya Allah, we do not wish to return to those sins anymore. Ya Allah, give us the himmat and courage of lions against our nafs. Vere Allah, give us the himmat of lions against our nafs. Ya Allah, what will we get in sins? Nothing but restlessness, anxieties, worries and problems. Oh my beloved Allah, clean and purify our hearts. Hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de. Mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de. Mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de. Badal de dil ki dunya, dil badal de. Khuda ya fazl farma dil badal de. Oh Allah, change the condition of our hearts. Change the condition of our hearts. Oh my beloved Allah, remove the vices and the evils from our lives. Ya Allah, change the direction of our lives. Ya Allah, you have given men the art and the knowledge of transplanting hearts. Ya Allah, transplant a spiritually sound heart into our bodies. Ya Allah, what is it difficult for you to change the condition of our hearts? Ya Allah, at present we enjoy sins, we enjoy sins, oh my Allah. The Sahaba-e-Kiram, the Tabi'in, the Taba-Tabi'in, the Awliya of the Ummat, they do good deeds, oh my beloved Allah. And then they say, we haven't been able to do justice. And they cry over their good deeds. And oh my Allah, we laugh and smile and brag about our evils. We advertise our evils. Ya Allah, we propagate our evil. Where Allah, give us realization that life is transitory. We have to pass into the hereafter. Ek din marna hai aakhir maut hai. Ek din marna hai aakhir maut hai. My Allah, one day we have to go. We have to leave this world. Ya Allah, give us the tawfiq to do that which is pleasing to you. Ay, where Allah, make us yours and become ours. In this night of the 23rd, my Allah, make a decision for us to become yours. Ya Allah, come into our hearts. Har tamanna dil se rukhsat ho gayi. Har tamanna dil se rukhsat ho gayi. Ab to aaja, ab to khalwat ho gayi. Ek unse kya mohabbat ho gayi. Sari dunya hi se nafrat ho gayi. Har tamanna dil se rukhsat ho gayi. Ab to aaja, ab to khalwat ho gayi. Ya Allah, we have emptied our hearts. Ya Allah, we have emptied our hearts. Hamare dilon mein aaja mere Allah. Ya Allah, give us the enjoyment. Give us the sweetness of your love, my Allah. The sweetness of the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The sweetness of your name, my Allah. Ya Allah, there's such sweetness in your muhabbat. There's such sweetness in your name. There's such sweetness in the muhabbat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh Allah, give us some taste of that sweetness so that nafs and shaitan cannot deceive us. Oh my beloved Allah, oh my beloved Allah, nafs and shaitan do not want us to become yours. But we want to become yours. Agar ek tu nahi mera to koi shay nahi meri. Jo tu mera to sab mera, falak mera, zabi meri. Oh Allah, if you are not ours, nothing will be ours. Our children will not be ours. Our wives and families will not be ours. Nothing will be ours. Oh Allah, if you are ours, then everything will be ours. Then our businesses will give us barakat. Our homes will give us comfort. Our children will be the coolness of our eyes. My Allah, my Allah, my beloved Allah, my beloved Allah. My beloved Allah. How long, my Allah, are we going to wait? Mere Allah. Ya Allah, change the condition of our hearts. Gunehgari mein kab tak umr kaatun? Badal de mera rasta, dil badal de. Sunu mein naam tera dhadkano mein. Maza aa jaye maula, dil badal de. Ya Allah, I hear your name with every beat of my heart. And I get such enjoyment, my Allah, that the kings of the world don't know what enjoyment I get. Ya Allah, make the condition of my heart such that I get such enjoyment, my Allah. Give us such a bond with you and your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The nafs and shaitan cannot distance us from you. Make us the fish that swims deep down in your ocean of marifat. Ya Allah, let us not like be like the sardines that can be snatched from the top of the water. Oh my beloved Allah, let us be the fish that is deep down in your ocean of marifat. Oh my beloved Allah, bless us with barakat in our homes. Give us barakat in our businesses. Barakat in our time. Barakat in the wealth. Barakat in every bounty of yours. Ya Allah, protect our iman. Protect our Islam. Protect our homes. Protect our properties. Protect our lives. Protect our children. Protect our grandchildren. Protect our families. Protect the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, remove the conditions of adversity. Let the winds of hidayat blow throughout the continents. Bless everyone with iman and Islam. Make everyone worthy of entry into Jannah. Ya Allah, open their eyes to the beauties of Islam. But if they have become stubborn and obstinate, and they have made up their minds that they will continue the persecution, torture and tyranny, then, O my Allah, shake them like you shook the Aad and Samud. Cause the earth and ground beneath their feet to shake. Ya Allah, let it swallow them up. Ya Allah, send the gale force winds against them. Send cyclones against them. Ya Allah, unleash your azab upon them. Ya Allah, cause the planes to crash. Cause the ships to sink. Ya Allah, create division amongst their ranks. Oh my beloved Allah, it is not difficult for you. Ya Allah, change the condition of the Ummah. Ya Allah, in this Mubarak month of Ramadan, so many parts of the world, our Muslim brothers and sisters cannot even make Sehri in peace. They cannot make Iftar in peace. Ya Allah, the bombs are raining. The bullets, ah my Allah. So many of our brothers and sisters are languishing in jails and prisons. Where Allah, we are enjoying so much of your ni'mats. So much of your ni'mats. Ya Allah, we are showing no appreciation. Ya Allah, change the condition of the ummah. Ya Allah, hamara hal badal de. Mere Mawla, those who are sick and ailing, give them complete cure from all ailments. Our wives, our children, our parents, our grandchildren, our brothers and sisters, family members, and in the ummah, whosoever is sick and ailing, Ya Allah, give them complete cure, complete shifa from all sicknesses and diseases. Ya Allah, those who are in financial difficulties, remove their difficulties. Bless them with plentiful of halal risk. Ya Allah, save us from going towards the banks and borrowing on interest. Ya Allah, save us from giving interest and taking interest. Ya Allah, your curse is with those who take and give. Ya Allah, protect us and save us. Oh my beloved Allah, those who are in depression, give them joy and happiness. Those who are weak, give them strength. Those who are in search of marriage partners, bless them with compatible marriage partners. Those who will be a protection for their deen, a protection against zina and sin. Oh my beloved Allah, those who will be an assistance to their deen. Oh my beloved Allah, those who have no children, bless them with pious children. Those who have children, make the children obedient to you, to your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and to the parents. Give the parents the tawfiq to give the children upbringing in the proper Islamic manner. Ya Allah, oh my Allah, oh my beloved Allah, one day we have to face you. On the day of judgment, oh my Allah, in front of the billions of other ummatis, don't let us be the cause of embarrassment for my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Ya Allah, a person will rise on the day of Qiyamah as he died. Ya Allah, don't let us be the cause of embarrassment for my Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, who day and night cried for us. So much of his blood was shed for us. Ya Allah, whole night he stands in prayer. Ya Allah, he was stoned in Taif, he was stoned in Uhud. In the Haram Sharif, we make tawaf with such ease and comfort when he went into sajda, intestines of animals were placed on his back. By Allah, his concern was ummati, ummati, ummati. When he is informed that those ummatis for whom you cried so much, those ummatis for whom so much of your blood was shed, those ummatis in discos, cinemas, theatres, gambling dens, adultery, fornication, drugs, drinks and vices. Ha, by Allah! When he is informed that a few meters away from your resting place, the filthiest of films can be seen on the television screen. Filthiest of newspapers are coming into those hotels. Filthiest of music can be heard. Ha, my Allah! How much of pain and injury we are causing to him. Ya Allah, change our condition. Let us be the cause of happiness for my Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Bless us with the best of dunya and the best of akhirah. bless us with the best of this world and the best of the hereafter. Protect us from the azab of qabr, azab of hashar. Let us cross pull sirat like lightning and enter into jannat without any reckoning. My Allah, my beloved Allah, my Rahim Allah, my Kareem Allah, don't test us on the day of Qiyamah. My Allah, don't test us. Enter us into Jannat in the company of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Sahaba-e-Kiram, the Tabi'in, the Awliya of the Ummat, without any reckoning, my Allah. Ya Allah, don't let the angel of death find us in a disco, cinema, theater, gambling den, adultery, fornication, popping drugs. Let the angel of death find us in Madina Sharif, at the Rosa Mubarak of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. With us salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasool Allah. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا خير خلق الله. Ya Allah, let our soul leave our bodies and come dancing towards you. Bless us with burial in Jannatul Baqi. Ya Allah, my beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, all his life he made du'as for us. Ya Allah, all the goodness that he asked for us, bless us with that goodness. Bless the entire ummah with that goodness. And from all the mischief, corruption, fitnas that he asked for protection, especially the fitnas of Dajjal, protect us and the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Ya Allah, jo manga wo bhi ata farma, jo nahi manga wo bhi ata farma. Bless us with the best, oh my Allah. Bless our parents with the best, our children with the best, our grandchildren with the best, our family members and the entire ummah with the best of both worlds, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, you are well aware of the desires, the wishes that are in the hearts of those who have raised their hands this part of the night, on this 23rd night, in this Mubarak month of Ramadan. Oh my Allah, oh my Allah, oh my Allah. You are well aware. Ya Allah, fulfill all the wishes which are in accordance with Sharia, which are pleasing to you. Ya Allah, whatever difficulty, hardship and problem any person who has raised his hand now has, Ya Allah, remove their difficulties, hardships and problems. Oh my beloved Allah, we are seeking from you. Your treasures are unlimited, my Allah. Ha, mere Allah, come into our hearts. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما على آل سيدنا محمد. Ya Allah, accept the tilawat that we have made, accept the ibadat that we have made, accept the fast that we have kept, accept the zikr that we have made. Ya Allah, we know we cannot do justice. میرے اللہ, ہم جیسے بھی ہے, گندے ہے, کچھ بھی ہے, قبول کر لے میرے اللہ. Remaining days and nights of Ramadan, give us the tawfiq to show appreciation, to value and appreciate every minute and second of Ramadan, and to abstain from everything that is displeasing to you and your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, every brother who has come here has come with great hopes in you. Great hopes. Ya. What else has brought them here, Ya Allah? Oh my Allah, don't disappoint them. Don't disappoint them. Ya Allah, there will be no shortage in your treasures. There will be no deficiency. Ya Allah, nothing will get any less. Ya Allah, sab ki nek murado ko pura kare. All the works of deen that are taking place, accept them. Tabligh o daawat ki mehnat qubool farma. Masajid madaris ki mehnat qubool farma. خانقاہوں کی محنت قبول فرما، تمام دینی اداروں کی محنت قبول فرما. وصلی اللہ تعالی علی خیر خلقہ سیدنا ونبینا وشفیعنا ومولانا محمد وآلہ واصحابہ اجمعین برحمتک یا ارحم الراحمین.